I was in Washington 2 weeks ago. I spent a lot of time with Todd Stern. I appeared before the Senate Committee on Environment and Public Works. I've been meeting others who are in the business of decision making. And I made it very clear to them that that's not good enough. The U.S. has to at least get to the level of the EU. And I can tell you, some of them appreciate that fact. Now, whether it happens, I don't know. But just bringing it down to 1990 levels by 2020 is not enough. But look at it from the political point of view.
Yes.
Obama is talking about something that is radically different from what was said 2 years ago. You've got to give him a little bit of space. He's not going to say that by 2020 I'm going to reduce emissions by 30%. He'll have a revolution on his hands. And, you know, he has to do it step by step. Look at the people that he's got in office. He's got Steve Chu as Secretary of Energy. He's got Carol Browner, and, you know, I saw her as well. And she made a very good point. She says, in 5 weeks of taking office, this administration has done more than anyone would do in 5 years.
But how, sorry, but how long can we give them then? Is that, are you saying that you don't think the U.S. will, the U.S. won't commit to 20-30% cuts this year?
No, I'm only going by the statement that Obama has made. But I think there'll be a tightening of the situation.
But if, say if we leave here in December,
yeah,
and the U.S. has not taken on the kind of commitments that Europe has suggested, is that a failure?
It's hard to say. I mean, really depends on what they come up with.
But in terms of science, in terms of response to the science, do you think it's an adequate response?
Well, if I could express an opinion, which is very difficult to justify purely on the basis of science, I personally think that the 2-degree target also needs to be questioned. I mean, one of the things that we have brought out very clearly in the fourth assessment report is that with that level of stabilization, we are going to essentially commit the world to sea level rise on account of warming of the oceans themselves, thermal expansion of 0.4 to 1.4 meters. So that means even if you stop somewhere in the middle of that range, let's say 0.6 or 0.7 meters, that's pretty serious. It's pretty grim for several parts of the world.